Yeah, we're from Bachelor up near Finnis River, Wayville. But yeah, I'm just finishing up. Been now 3 years in. I've got two to go, and I think probably going to go back home. So I haven't been home since I was 12. It'd be great to go back there and just go and see all our family and that. They're all buried up there. A lot of family I don't even know anymore. A lot of new people come in, or younger generation. We're all old now. We're no longer the kids. It'd be deadly. And for me, NAIDOC takes me back to being a kid, walking down Smith Street in the mall up in Darwin with my family. We live at a little place called Darwin River, and that's where all our family that are. Last time I was up there, it was only like three suburbs just out of Darwin. Now here, it's massive. Our mob, we're Saltwater Crocodile Mob, us mob. It's just going on red, starting to go on red out there towards Bachelor and that. A little bit further there, and then, yeah, we're there. But the bush up there, I miss all that, you know. Yeah, I think that's what I miss the most, that yearning inside, that spirit. He's just yelling out, he wants to go home, you know. So this one here, I'm playing for keeps, doing everything right, ticking all the boxes, just head down, rear end up, and just getting into it. And it's looking good, getting support from corrections. And I think when I got to go home, I got to go and see the bully man up there too, with the Jungoys, give back what I took from that community then, and do my time there too, but try and be stand up for my next generation, all the other ones look up to me. I think the biggest thing for me, I found when I was really addicted to stuff and things like that, always trying to find someone or something to blame. And I think taking ownership of your actions and would be the first step of healing, and just owning what you did. And that's the first part of being truth to yourself. And then that's what comes next, because once you've done that, it just like it comes in hand, you want to be doing what you got to do for yourself. And then everything goes in parallel with that, and you realise suddenly now everything's getting given to me from corrections. They're saying, oh, look, we're supporting you. This year's coming up soon. And instead of me whinging and asking, oh, why isn't this happening, it's already happening, and it's all correlating with how it's panning out. So with corrections, I've got everything lining up. There's an earliest, which means if you're doing all right, you can get out with a parole period, and that's all lining up. So biggest thing is, if you don't kid yourself and you give it a good hard crack, the gates are there for you to walk through.